Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Aljon Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming up Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Aljon Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com. I'm Aljon Goh, co-host of the Disney List podcast as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock Podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
With Kristen and Aljon.
When you said we are going to open Wakanda to the rest of the world, this is not what I imagined.
What did you imagine?
The Olympics? Maybe even a Starbucks?
Wakanda forever!
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Fun imagination, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Broadcasting from the Tiki Room Studios in Music City.
It's the Disney List.
The Disney List.
You've got to have characters that the audience, the viewer, the reader cares about.
What makes a hero? What's friendship? What's the idea of sacrificing yourself for something larger?
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
Disney List on Sorcerer Radio. With your hosts, Kristen and Aljon. It helps if you hit record. Once again, welcome back to the show. Aljon and Kristen here, lifelong Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fans. Also Disney travel people. We love traveling to Disney.
Disney foodies. Love
Disney foodies, that's right. Here for another edition of the Disney List, where every week we bring you our favorite stuff from Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars in the form of little lists. We rank things. We give you top 10 stuff. And this week, we have into Kristen, what is our topic?
The top 10 Disney park updates, travel deals, and headlines.
All right. All righty then. Let us just go ahead and tear into our top news headlines, shall we?
Let's do it.
Oh, wow. Jungle Cruise rides to $61.8 million at the global box office and $30 million on Disney Plus.
Wow.
Not too shabby. It is the number one film. It is the number one film right now in the United States, from my understanding. The movie came in ahead of expectations at the domestic box office with $34.2 million, despite renewed concerns over the pandemic, the Delta variant, including all its revenue worldwide, start was at 91.8 million. So not too bad.
So I have to say that the word variant now, you just kind of think of it differently after watching Loki. And it doesn't help that my friend Key, who has a dog named Olaf, completely random, but any which way, he made the comment that the only variant he wants to hear about are the Loki variants.
This is true.
So now it's like, now I just got that like stuck in my head.
So of course, this particular film stars Dwayne Johnson. I'll always call him The Rock because that's how I know him. And Emily Blunt. This must be the year of Emily Blunt because, you know, you have A Quiet Place 2 she starred in, made tons of money. It was also number one at the box office from what I remember. And, of course, Jungle Cruise once again. It's okay. It's not bad. You have to think that between that, what they were able to get at the box office plus Disney Plus Premier Access and overseas, not too shabby. During our sister show's podcast that you can check out when it drops every Monday, Skull Rock Podcast, Dave had seen the movie this week and talked about how the movie poster was reminiscent of the classic Drew Struzan art, like the Indiana Jones films and all the Back to the Future movie posters and Star Wars movie posters he's done. So it's a very nicely done. They kind of wanted to do that. I know this is kind of a tentpole that they're trying to do now for, you know, for Disney as they're doing movies based on their iconic rides, like Pirates of the Caribbean and doing all this. And I think they're going to try to shoehorn some kind of Disney cinematic universe, right? Trying to tie in all of those rides and attractions in one universe. But
it's not the Disney cinematic universe. It's the Disney park universe.
Disney park universe. Sure.
It's connecting all the parks.
Yeah. They really hope to launch this as a brand new franchise, much like Pirates of the Caribbean did. But as I was saying, Dave, you know, noticed that in the film or the poster. And of course the film, he said it was fun and entertaining, but not the best film. Could definitely work on the story. And I think part of that may be due to the fact that there was a lot of hype surrounding this film when we saw them promote it at D23 back in 2019. And the fact that it's 2 years later, the movie had lost a little bit of steam, I think. And I think that goes for Black Widow as well, but we'll get into Black Widow in a second. But it's what's happened. You know, everybody's waiting for that to happen. Now we have cats crawling all over my studio now. That's wonderful.
Hey, I can't help it. Loki opened the door.
Our cat's name is Loki, y'all. Speaking of Black Widow, Kristen, so did you hear about this? This is the not so fun side of what we have to cover sometimes in the news. Scarlett Johansson files lawsuit against Disney over Black Widow release, claiming the studio's movie box office potential in order to grow its streaming service, that they had cut Scarlett Jo out of a bunch of money, upwards of maybe $60 million.
That's because a lot of money.
Yeah, because of the way it was handled. It was only supposed to be released theatrically, but there is some back and forth, you know, in that regard. So her, I think she's managed by this huge management company. I think it's CAA. But, you know, in a different time, in a different place, I believe this would have been settled behind closed doors. But the way Disney has been working as of late, when it comes to not paying royalties to some, you know, writers and book writers and some different things, this once again set everything aflame. And even Dave, if you listen to Skull Rock Podcast again, because we follow the movie industry quite a bit, I mentioned that and he goes, yeah, you know, someone at Disney and the PR people need to get a little bit of a, you know, come to Jesus meeting because this never should have been made public, you know.
This and just shouldn't have happened.
Yeah. So Black Widow, of course, delayed more than a year amid the pandemic, debuted in theaters earlier this year, July, actually, around the globe. And it had, Disney Premier Access on Disney Plus as well. So the revenue over the film's opening weekend, saying that it had earned $60 million. And it says, Yeah. And then they filled out the lawsuit because, you know, a lot of actors have it in their clause, especially actors that are part of these tentpole franchises like Scarlett Johansson, that their revenue or their take-home pay is contingent upon how much the movie makes in the box office. So they have points attached to them. So anyway, it's just it's really a shame. I could go on, and it gets even darker and more twisted, and as things kind of starts unraveling. But Disney had kind of made a reply back in regards to the lawsuit. I think that was really brought upon by Scarlett Jo's team, and had a really not good thing to say about the press release. Their press response to that. So yeah, not very good, Disney. Not very good. I once again hope that they would settle this away from the press, you know, under closed doors, behind closed doors. But you know, and I would think Scarlett was pretty hurt too, because you know, this is her big film, and
yeah, it sucks for her. I mean, her movie should have been made before Captain Marvel.
Absolutely. And I think Kevin Feige would have done that and was wanting to do that. But at the time, you know, the head of Marvel Comics before everything happened, you know, there was, it had taken almost 10 years for Marvel Studios to really establish itself and to establish them, separate from even the Marvel Comics entity at large. And, at the time, Marvel's publisher wasn't really wanting to do a female led film, you know, but anyway, we could go down that rabbit hole, but it is a shame. I think, people like Scarlett Johansson, those that built the cinematic universe over the past, 10, 12 years, they really, you know, deserve to be treated well. And the studio should, make sure that they handle this type of business before it gets splattered across the media that way, because it just hurts the brand. Dave said it just hurts the brand. And as fans, as Marvel fans, as Disney fans, it hurts us as well, because we really love these actors and actresses that have you know, done their part to build a franchise of films that we've grown to know and love over the years and create characters that we love and care about. So it's a shame.
I think it's especially a shame because if it were not for Black Widow, I don't think you'd have as many female comic book or movie fans. It made those characters cool to girls.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So Disney Park news, Hollywood Studios has a fireworks show again. The Wonderful World of Animation is back in action over there at the Chinese Theater, which is great. The show features projections from Disney Animation and celebrates over 90 years of it. Plus, there are also a few fireworks thrown in there as well. It's really cool to see. They use that projection technology to cast all of those great animated clips there across the replica of the Chinese Theater. So pretty, pretty cool in there as well. Have you seen? I mean, I love the projections, and I'm glad that they have the fireworks back there at Hollywood Studios. All right, Kristen. So yep. Now, are you ready for some travel deals?
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to call some of these back on here, but it looks like I have to re-sign as you. So I'm going to give this to you to type in.
Uh-huh.
Because we are live, folks. This is what happens. This is exactly what happens.
And I'm logging into the agent site. So, yep.
Okay. Right here?
Hold on.
Okay. Okie doke. Nice.
There you go.
All right. Appreciate that.
Hey, you can save that so that way
okay.
You can always pull it up.
There you go. Perfect. So go ahead, Chris. So what are we talking about first?
We're going to talk about the Disney Wish, because there are new experiences that are going to be coming to the ship. One is their new spa and salon. Another thing is they're going to have new nightlife for adults. So I think this is very exciting. I have been on the Disney Magic and took advantage of the spa that was there, did the whole little rainforest experience, hung out at the adult pool, went to Paolo. And the biggest shot for me getting to do those things and even doing the stuff in the evening, you know, the games and the different places that they have open, it's very different than any other cruise line I've been on. And I think the reason being is that Disney, people think of as a family, very child-friendly brand, but they make sure to very much distinguish their adult activities to be separate in that for people who don't have kids, it shows what an amazing experience you can have on a Disney ship without having any children at all and it being very adult focused.
I can't wait to do a cruise on a Disney Wish. It just looks amazing. It's so, I know the style is great. It's so, I would say, contemporary. It's so now. And I really, really dig that. And I love all the adult areas there. And the kids are going to love all the kid areas that are all separated out. But
I will say, if you haven't done a spa experience on a cruise ship before, it is definitely worth on Disney ships to do the spa experience, especially taking advantage of the rainforest where they have those nice heated chairs and saunas and the aromatherapy and the special rainforest showers and the heated stone chairs that you can take advantage of. It's well, well worth it. And one of the things they're going to have on this new ship is there's going to be 3 new upscale bars and lounges. Hmm. What in the world is our cat getting into?
Our cats are crawling all Thor. Over my stuff.
Now it's Thor. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to let you talk what I take
All right.
These so two.
Part of, and by the way, what Kristen's referring to are some of these big reveals that they released on, I think it's the Disney Parks YouTube page, which is really cool. So Disney Cruise Line's first ever outdoor spa retreat, complete with whirlpool spas, plush loungers, and plenty of space for open air yoga sessions. So you down with that? You're down with this. You can get very zen up there. There's also the Untangled Salon and Hooks Barbary. I think Kristen was mentioning that. It's a first standalone salon and barbershop experience inspired by classic Walt Disney animated films. And this one in particular, I'm looking forward to because this Hooks Barbary has got a full bar, yo. I'm so down with that. So, gents, you could get in there and get your hair did and, have a nice cocktail too while you're at it, which I love those type of salons, if you will. Right. And there are also, as Kristen mentioned, 3 new upscale bars and lounges now infused with more storytelling and spread out among the ship's over core gathering places for a more flexible free flow experience. So the latest video, Designing the Disney Wish, is a series that is online on the Disney Parks YouTube page that you can check out for all of those brand new experiences. And let me tell you, those are pretty, pretty nice. And they look great as well. So one of the really cool bars that they have highlighted there is the Keg and Compass. And it is a pub that celebrates the adventure and romance of the sea, designed in the rustic architectural style of a 1800s late Norwegian sailor's map room and drawing inspiration from folklore of Norse seafaring. So once again, pretty cool. And I think this is every ship needs an awesome pub and every vacationer a lot of vacationers enjoy, checking out great pubs and great hangs. So
on the Wish or on the Magic is where at the pub is where they did the trivia every night. Mm. And that is fun.
They also have the Nightingale's Piano Bar, which is inspired by Cinderella's lyrical rendition of Sing Sweet Nightingale from the 50s film. So that looks really nice. You've got a chandelier perched above a piano in a swirl of pearlescent bubbles and music notes, displaying the titular song's melody and meticulously crafted out of shimmering rose gold. So pretty nice. And Kristen, you've got one here.
Oh, the Bayou. That one I'm looking forward to. It is a New Orleans-inspired location lounge. If you like The Princess and the Frog, this is definitely going to be for you. It has magnolia blossoms, lily pads, and a canopy of twinkling fireflies overhead. They're going to offer creative cocktails, specialty coffees, and signature beignets. So that is nice. Now that makes me want to eat some beignets.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very cool indeed. So let's see here. Now we also have another bit of news here. And this one is about Epcot, Kristen.
Yes, as part of the 50th celebration, debuting on October 1st over at Epcot, will be Harmonious. Mm-hmm. And it'll tell a story of the global connection.
The global connection. Exactly. It it illuminates the shared humanity, bringing it to life, the vision of Epcot through a celebration of our world and its promise. Over the years, cultures from around the world have provided inspiration for Disney films and music. In Harmonious, the global community of musical artists have come together and reinterpreted those familiar stories and songs in their own voice, honoring their respective cultures. Collectively, they contribute a unique experience that could only happen at Epcot, where the impossible becomes possible through the power of human imagination and magic of Disney.
So the cool thing is you're going to have stuff from South Pacific, which would be Moana, to Middle Eastern, and that's Aladdin, and The Jungle Book in India, and in China, Mulan, Brave from Scotland, and The Hunchback of Notre Dame. And I mean, it's cool. I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, I kind of dig it. Once again, you can check out Harmonious, making its grand debut October 1st as part of the launch of the world's most magical celebration, marking the 50th anniversary of the Walt Disney World Resort. So looking forward to that as well. And here we have another thing for you intrepid travelers. The Walt Disney World to immerse air travelers in the 50th anniversary celebration at Orlando International Airport. It's always nice when you fly into Orlando because you're like, we're a step closer to the magic now, right? We're a step closer to the magic. And anytime you leave, I'm just so pumped and energized. We've got our little carry-ons that we're taking and we're making the truck, you know, we're trucking it all the way down to baggage claim into our rental car or into Magical Express, whatever. But this one right here looks really cool, Kristen.
I like all the fact that they're going to be bringing in these like large pieces of art installation into the terminal train station so that you can see your favorite Disney characters and things like that. I think it just, when you're landing there and it just adds to that excitement, you're like, oh, we're always there. I mean, you get so excited.
Right. It's coming in just in time for the 50th anniversary this fall, of course, October 1st. Airport passengers will discover many exciting touches, including a wide-spanning art installation, as Kristen mentioned, in the terminal train station there, featuring Disney characters as they walk through a glistening glow of projected iridescent light patterns and an immersive photo op recreating a Disney ride vehicle to capture special memories as they make their way through the airport. How about that? Pretty neat, pretty neat.
I'll tell you, though, this would make me sad if I was just having a connecting flight in Orlando. And so all this Disney stuff, I'd be like, I might not go into Disney.
Well, you could, you know, depending on how much time you got, you could leave the airport, go down the tube, and then come right back and go through security all over again.
Yeah, no.
No, no. No, not really. I definitely didn't want to do that. Now, Kristen, have you checked out this bit of news? Mickey's PhilharMagic to debut the new Coco scene at Disneyland and Disneyland Paris, coming soon to Walt Disney World Resort for the 50th. I'm down with this.
I am too. I think it makes sense to add Coco in there.
Yeah.
This attraction is all about your senses. Lots of bright contrast and colors and everything just going on. That what's more perfect than Coco, which has so much color to it. Very colorful.
Exactly. So
and great music.
The people, the Imagineers that have envisioned or created Mickey's PhilharMagic at the parks always wanted to have scenes be swapped out or to add into the show. This is actually the first time they've made an addition with this edition of the 2-minute Coco scene since its release in, 2003, I think? 2003. So back when we, PhilharMagic debuted for our wedding anniversary or honeymoon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. So very cool. They, of course, enlisted the composers of Coco, which was really cool. So they've got Poco Loco from Pixar's Disney Pixar's Coco, one of the original composers, Jermaine Franco, produced that scene for Mickey's PhilharMagic. So they kind of redid the, you know, they had the new animation and everything. And it looks absolutely amazing. And I did see this as well. And I have to say, looking good, looking good. And I hope this is something they're going to do more often, because watching Mickey's PhilharMagic is always fun and always magical, but it's, we've seen, for us, the hardcore fans, we've seen this movie before. So it's definitely not something I feel compelled to do all the time, but if they keep on doing this, people will continue to rewatch the films and see what new scenes they are able to do. I'd love to see that more. So
I'm
anyway,
excited about that.
Yeah. So this is exciting. Disney Parks also released more details in this video behind the scenes of Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, which is the brand new resort, Kristen, that's opening
spring 2022.
Yeah, looks really cool. In fact, I queued up a little segment here for us to talk about. Check this out.
Adventure unfolds.
The Halcyon is a glamorous star cruiser and kind of ready to meet anything that might come about in the galaxy. It's ready for it, but also it's going to do it in style.
Our team members who are developing our food and beverage program have really gone above and beyond with bringing food concoctions and beverage concoctions that truly feel like they're from a different galaxy to this.
So as I'm watching this, this is kind of cool to see them talk about this new upscale hotel experience, which is basically the Star Wars cruise, the virtual Star Wars cruise, where your two night cruise, which is going to be expensive as hell. And so you're going to go in there and you could just be in your street clothes and just have fun, or you could get up the whole, apparently you can actually cosplay. And if you want to be like Ahsoka Tano and have the Twi'lek, you know, look and have your skin painted different colors, and you could get the Laku, the head tails and everything, you could do that. Or you could, you know, maybe you could, you know, spend several thousand dollars and get yourself some Mandalorian armor and walk around.
I feel like the ticket price for this for two nights per person, I feel like all that should be included. Like, it should be all inclusive. Like, your food should be included, everything like that. You know?
Is it not? Your food is not part of the cruise?
I don't know. We don't know yet.
So I stopped the video there, by the way. You can find that at Disney Parks on YouTube. Because they flashed a bunch of different things, I guess.
Food items
on the screen. And I told Kristen, I said, watch this. And when he's talking about the various food that they have there, they have the desserts and everything, which is awesome. But they pan into some of the main courses. And I laughed out loud because it literally looks like they went to a Chinese restaurant and served up some crystal chicken or sesame chicken with literally shaved carrots and seaweed, like, you know, that you would get at a sushi bar. And I'm thinking to myself,
and then
so you spend X amount of money to get food from Nine Dragons.
Okay, so my second thing was that it looked very Asian, but the first thing that came to my mind when I saw the food
was Satu Lee Canteen. Oh, okay. Okay.
It looks like Pandora food.
Yeah. Well, that is also alien food. It should be from a different universe.
Apparently Pandora, and maybe Pandora in the Star Wars universe, are very similar to each other. Maybe they're related.
Right. Well, so in this whole revelation of this flash of food, which, you know, some of it, I mean, still, honestly, it looks really
good.
It still looks good. Okay. I jest because I can, but still looks good. But not only are you going to be able to possibly cosplay and do your thing if you want or not, or so you choose, they'll have some great food there, but they'll also have a virtual Star Wars bar. Did you see this concept for the bar that they have there? It's a pretty cool. We already know that they're going to have this this lightsaber experience for adults and people, families and stuff. So, you know, the staterooms are going to look really neat, just like crew quarters in any Star Wars style starship, which will be really nice. But the other thing too is they went into further detail about how you were going to, in as you enter the space, be approached by characters from the Star Wars universe. Could be a bunch of different aliens or a group of bounty hunters or maybe even a Jedi asking you for help. And what you decide you're going to do will dictate your entire cruise. You know, you could either help a smuggler like, you know, like Cad Bane or something like that and say, hey, you know, you want to do this, you want to check this out, you want to do this. Or you could help someone like Chewbacca, Wookiee might be hanging out and say, hey, you want to do this. And then when you do your shore excursion to Batuu, you could actually have a different experience on Smuggler's Run based on what you're doing for Chewie.
Interesting.
Yeah. Huh. So yeah, it's like a choose your own adventure at the grandest scale, or you could help a Jedi out in trying to help stow away some kind of a secret spy or something. You could be helping the rebellion. Or the resistance, if you will, depending on what era. But interesting stuff there. Galactic Star Cruiser, once again, as Kristen said, is going to be opening spring of 2022. So if you're interested in that, feel free to book it with Kristen.
Again, it is a two-night immersive adventure.
Well, yeah, I get it.
It's only two nights because you know people are going to ask, can I book four nights? No, you can't. It's two nights. Because Disney says so.
All righty. Here's your next headline news here, Chris.
Yes, extended evening theme park hours, but this will only be for deluxe resort hotel guests.
What?
Yes.
So if you're staying at a value, you don't get extra magic hours?
You get the early theme park entry, but you do not get the extra hours at night. If you're staying at a deluxe or a deluxe villa, you get the extended evening hours.
How do you feel about that?
I'm quite bummed because I like the evening hours. I am not a morning hours person. And I feel like they're making the assumption that if you're staying at one of the other places, that you're more likely to get up in the morning than at night, or you're just not special enough to stay for the evening hours.
Or they're getting ready to gouge us again with this ultimate fast pass that you have to pay a bunch of money for.
Disney's going to price itself out of people being able to enjoy their experience there.
I think that's what they want ultimately, because not only does more money get to go into their pocket there for parks and resorts, but you know, they won't have all this, you know, because it's so busy there now, you know? It's so busy.
That's why they need to build a fifth gate.
There you go. Hey, you've also got some other travel deals. Which one did you want to talk about now?
Well, I just want to quickly mention, for anybody who wants to do a European river cruise as part of Adventures by Disney, you can book for a very short amount of time. It's like last chance offer to do the September 2021 European River Cruise.
Nice.
And if you've never done a river cruise, they're awesome. They really are. And with this, save $500 per person to sail in September of 2021. It is an adult exclusive European River Cruise.
I love it.
And they've got the Danube River Cruise for Oktoberfest, which that would be the one I would want to take. Then you have the Rhine River Cruise for food and wine.
Oh, so good.
And what's the other one?
Sign River Cruise. Mm-hmm. Those are great cruises, guys. I can't recommend them enough. We've done a Rhine cruise before. It's super neat. So I hope that you go ahead and hit Kristen up, because once again, save $500 per person on these exclusive adult European cruise sailings, and availability is super limited and you only have a few more days to book it.
Yes. And if you do this, the Danube does Germany, Austria, Slovakia, and Hungary. The food and wine one goes through the Netherlands, Germany, France, and Switzerland.
Yes. Very cool. Very cool indeed.
And the sign, of course, is French.
There you go. And just on a side note, Kristen, those were all of the top 10 headlines from Disney, from the films to travel deals. We have some other travel deals that our listeners may actually want to know about as well.
Yes, because in addition to doing Disney and Universal, I do book cruises as well. And it doesn't have to be a Disney cruise.
And we very rarely talk about this, but since the cruise deals are so smoking, you might as well. So go ahead.
Yes, in the cruise industry, it's finally coming back. And if you have never done a cruise, they are really a lot of fun. And there's various ways you can cruise too. You can do one that hits many, many ports, or one where you have, you know, multiple days at sea to relax and chill. So cruising can be however you want to cruise.
Very nice.
One of my favorite cruise lines is Norwegian Cruise Line, because they do run, they're very nice ships, high quality food, and they run fantastic deals. So right now they have their great getaway sale going on, and you can get all these things free. Free open bar, free specialty dining, free excursions, free Wi-Fi, free extra guests. And if you book air, the air for your second guest is free.
Plus, oh my.
Plus 30% off all cruises.
I can't believe it. That's a huge deal. I don't think I've ever seen a deal like this before.
No, not yeah.
Not like
usually
this.
You if it's that, you get the things free, like take up to this many, depending on what category you book, but there's never that plus the 30% off.
No, never that plus 30. And then, so that's amazing. So take advantage of it and hit up Kristen for that. And you also have some information too regarding Carnival. I know that they've got a new ship getting ready to
Mardi Gras launched out next month. Right?
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
No, this month. Oh, it's already month? August.
Oh my.
Yes, I was thinking it was July. No, it's
oh, goodness.
Already
yeah,
here.
Yeah, the Mardi Gras looks like an awesome ship, yo.
Yeah, so they've got where you can save up to 35% off, and you can also get up to $50 onboard credit,
mm-hmm.
which is nice.
It'll go fast, yo. It'll go fast, especially the way I work a vacation.
Depending on where you're going, like the Bahamas starts at $229 per person. Again, these depend on when you travel. There can be, that's the one thing about cruises. If you are flexible, you can get an amazing rate. Because 1 week sometimes can cost twice as much as another week.
Awesome.
So it's always, if you have availability to change a little bit around, always let me know that, because then I can look and see, can I save you a lot more money by maybe switching it like a week or two?
Mm-hmm. Alrighty then. Last bit.
So Royal Caribbean, they have where you can save up to $450 plus 60% off your second guest.
Oh man.
And what's nice is, you know, Disney has Castaway Key. All these other ships also have private islands too. So that's another thing. If you're looking for one where you want to be able to take advantage of a private island, let me know that, because with every ship, not every single like ship includes on its itinerary a stop at a private island. But I'll tell you, private islands, they're fun, because when you get off the ship, it's still like being on the ship. You're not paying for the food when you're off your ship.
I love it. Unbelievable. Once again, cruises from the U.S., they're happening. Up to $450 off plus 60% off your second guest. Amazing deals. Kristen, where can people hit you up and get that deal? Get those deals for Disney. Get those deals for every cruise line that's out there right now.
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. And when they do book their trip with me, that money that I make from that is going into the Boo and Jack Jack Walt Disney World Fund.
Are they really?
Yes, it is. I can't wait to take them.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Hey,
I want to be magical. Super magical.
That's great. Well, you know, when you hear the sounds of the Replay Heroes in the background, you know that it's time for the show to wrap up. Thank you so much for the Replay Heroes providing us music for this program. We'd also like to thank you once again for checking out the show and liking and subscribing to our show wherever you get podcasts. What we need from you in return is for you to help us out. Give us those 5-star reviews there on Apple Podcast or on Anchor, on Spotify, on Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, Amazon, and we're everywhere. We're everywhere you can find podcasts, so be sure to do that. Hey, a quick reminder too, Kristen, you're giving away a book.
Yes, I am. I'm giving away... Oh, and I took it out of here, too. The name of it is Disney Villains, A Portrait of Evil Histories. wickedest luminaries.
There you go. So we extended the giveaway until this coming Thursday. So be sure that you, you know, follow these accounts at Weldon Owen and at Insight Editions and use the hashtag there. Hashtag Disney Villains, hashtag Disney, hashtag giveaway. Information is in our show notes, so be sure to do that. And
but make sure you comment in order to be a part of this. Comment with your favorite Disney villain, and also for an extra chance to win, share this post, this video.
Yep, or audio post.
Yes, or audio.
Sure. Be sure to do that. We appreciate it. And this is only this contest to win the book. Is only available here stateside or in Canada. All right. Sorry, everybody overseas. But anyway, thanks again to our friends there at Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. Other podcast friends you want to mention?
At WDW Park Hoppers, as well as Disney Parks Podcast. And check out, if you like mini podcasts, you definitely want to check out Eat the Pictures.
There you go. Check that out. Follow me, Al John Go, on Instagram. And follow our sister podcast, and we have another podcast, Skull Rock Podcast. Dave Bossert, former head of special projects for Disney and animator. We recently had Bob Camp, who is the co-creator of Ren and Stimpy, to talk a little bit about working for them and working, you know, bringing stuff together for not only Ren and Stimpy, but also SpongeBob SquarePants. We talk a little bit about him working for the real Ghostbusters as well, kind of apropos, which is nice because the Ghostbusters is coming back out there, being rebooted. So,
and there is a real life picture of SpongeBob SquarePants and his friend Patrick. It is Patrick, right?
Yeah, that's right. You should check that out because it trips me out. Trips me out. But anyway, Bob also was working for Marvel when I fell in love with comics as a kid. And so we talked a little bit about his work for Marvel Comics. And he was also one of the lead animators and designers for Kick Buttowski for Disney XD, which was great. So anyway, Bob is a really cool dude. So be sure to check out that show. Anyway, Kristen, where else can people follow you?
You can find me at diningatdisney.com on Anchor or any of your other favorite podcasting platforms. Check out the Dining at Disney podcast with myself, Bubba, and Kat.
All right. Sounds good. In the meantime, thank you once again for checking out this video. We go live every single week on Sunday, hopefully, on Facebook. And new episodes drop as well every Sunday evening. So please be sure to check out the show. In the meantime, I'm Al John.
And I'm Kristen.
And we'll see you real soon.
This podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its holdings and is intended for entertainment purposes.
I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney podcast. Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.